good. Good morning.
Yeah, happy to get you back on the radio. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about storm cleanup and then where the public can go to a couple of sites, public dump sites. Why don't you go ahead and first of all talk about how the storm cleanup has been going?
It's been going really well because we've had such amazing work from our crews, from my road crews, and the line workers too, as far as people doing the utility work. So much of our road clearing depended on getting the power lines being relocated from the roadway, because we can't push on a pile of trees that has power lines in it. And that was just amazingly fast. We got things open fairly quick, and then we realized we had debris all over the county. And that's what I'm kind of want to make sure I touch on, is the sites that we have for public to put stuff on from private property.
Yeah, please.
Our main goal is to keep the roadways open and safe, and the board decided that they wanted to provide a place for the public to put their debris. That's, a lot of people don't have a place to pile, five or six trees, let alone 50 or 60. So we've got two sites in the county that are open for public dumping, and it's just a temporary dump site. But the first one is south of town. It's on 265th Street, just a half mile west of 14. So it's just a short jaunt off Highway 14 on the south side of the road, and it's a driveway that's already got quite a bit of tree debris in it. And the other site is on Garwin Road, a quarter mile west of Wallace Avenue. And it's an unused piece of roadway that you can just drive onto the north side of Garwin Road, and you'll see a giant pile of trees there as well.
Okay.
We'll have these open until at least until October 15th if the need continues and people keep going to them. But the biggest thing is, and people have been really being good about this, is we can't have anything that's not vegetative debris. We can't have any building debris or any other stuff that we'd have to basically haul out to the landfill. This tree debris will be ground up and reused or left on site there. So we will have to clean up the sites.
Gotcha. Paul Geilenfeld joining us, our county engineer. Now, Paul, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of equipment did you use to clear away some of the debris? The first thing that springs to my mind is snowplows, but I don't know what you used. What kind of equipment?
The motor graders really do a lot of stuff as far as pushing trees off, and they went around their routes and got things cleared off. But ultimately, then it still just takes an excavator. We've got excavators that have either a thumb on them, so you can kind of use the bucket like a hand. And we also have grapples for our loaders that you've seen, several contractors using around town and around the county.